Hello, everyone. This is Mark Mowry, Chief Investment Officer of Statera Asset Management, with an intro to this month's commentary. In it, we discuss the medium-term underperformance of value investing and what, if anything, we intend to do about it. Performance discussions can be challenging, in particular when the comparisons are negative. As I write in this month's commentary, value investors have experienced a tough stretch over the past few years, actually the past decade or so. But the medium-term performance, while uncomfortable for sure, hasn't challenged our commitment to the approach. And that's because several aspects of value-oriented investing have always made sense to me and very much continue to do so. First, there's the long history of data that show less expensive stocks tend to outperform more expensive stocks. And not just stocks. We can see value approaches working in many manners of markets and over all sorts of time periods. This very broad base of evidence remains the foundation of the value investing approach. Then there's the idea that we might be buying a dollar for something less than that. Not spending more than I should on something makes more than a bit of sense to me. There's further the thinking that investors can be extreme in their opinions, with proof that those opinions weren't valid being found over time. Once very exciting prospects for some stocks that lead investors to race into their shares often tend to have been off the mark, with the stock prices eventually suffering that letdown. And the more boring stories of other companies that leave investors disinterested in their stocks may turn out at some point to warrant some excitement and buying of those once uninteresting shares. I will admit, though, that even as I was framing the work with a value-oriented mindset, it took me a fairly long period of doing my own research and forming my own views on the prospects for investments in individual companies, kicking the tires, so to speak, to learn that my opinions on specific stocks don't matter, that what matters more is everyone else's opinions on stocks, and that when we look at all those opinions, we might be able to gain from the more pessimistic ones. Of course, we also have learned that it can take time for the universe to provide requisite proof for our perseverance in the methodology. And in that context, we wish to thank everyone for their continued patience with the effort and reiterate our regular reminder that we always are here to provide more detail where desired. Importantly, this commentary is not presented as an investment recommendation. The approach described may not be right for everyone. No one listening should take our comments as advice specific to or appropriate for their individual situation. Individual circumstances should be taken into consideration when determining a suitable investment approach. All investing carries risk.